In the parable I just read, the landowner says, "Are you envious because I am generous?" This is, I think, one of Jesus' most memorable and in some ways disturbing parable. The thing to remember about parables is that it takes two to parable, that there is no easy answer to these parables. They're deliberately disturbing and disorienting. I can look up in a commentary and have people's guesses as to what this means, the context of it, and the rest of it, but that's not ultimately going to solve what this is about or what it's causing any one of us to feel. We each have to take this story in and wrestle with it and figure out what its meaning is for us, what it has to say to us about our relationship to God and to one another. What I want to do this morning is hold up to you three different perspectives that I can think of as I wrestle with this parable myself. One of them is personal, one of them is communal, and one of them is theological. So the first is personal. Are you envious because I am generous? Do you struggle with envy? I do. Envy is one of the seven deadly sins, and in one of the classic configurations or understandings of those sins, it's paired with both wrath and pride as three of the really primal ones, and three that are the particularly inspired by the foul fiend. They're the devilish ones, not our frail flesh or the false world. The devil is at work in envy, in that experiencing of that green, acidic, feeling of envy. And I would guess that most of us wrestle with envy at one point or another about something. I remember very clearly in college, a friend of mine, Ed, from Arkansas, who was a huge sports fan, and he came to me, he knew his audience in this case, and he said, "You know, if I could be one thing different than what I am, it would be tall. I would love to have been tall." And so I get that, right? I mean, as a short man, that's just one of the things that you struggle with. You look around, you see tall people, and they get respect when they walk into a room in the way that short people don't quite get, and it's easy to get a little envious about that. Or to look around, pick your gift that you don't have and that you wish you did. It's easy to become upset about the way it seems God has distributed various gifts. The good news here is notice the landowner's response. It's not, "Are you envious because I like those workers more than you?" It's not that. It's, "Are you envious because I am generous?" That God's generosity, if God is the landowner here, is the source of this distribution and not liking one more than the other. So there's this personal challenge in the parable. Now there's also a community challenge as well. One of the standard interpretations of this parable is that it's about, in some ways, Jews welcoming the Gentiles. The Jews have been in their relationship with God all along for all of these centuries, and then all of a sudden come these Christians and they get they don't have to be circumcised, they can eat whatever they want. Hey, what's going on here? So it's about welcoming people into the community and our attitude towards that. So that's pretty applicable to us. I think in particular of how we are in coffee hour. Do we make a beeline to the people that we already know and love, or do we go to the stranger or to the one that makes us uncomfortable, realizing that they too are part of this community that we're all a part of? Are we careful record keepers only, or are we generous as God is generous, as this landowner is generous within our community? Then finally, there's the theological or ethical question, and this one is huge. The question, it seems to me, is what's the relationship between justice and mercy? There seems something unjust, in a way, about giving the same wage to somebody who worked 1 hour as to somebody who worked 10 or 12. But there's also some kind of mercy at work, too. And how does one balance that? Just wages versus charity. One way to think about it, and what this draws me to right away, is the cross. Was the cross about justice or mercy? Or was it in some way about both? I'm drawn very frequently to reflect on Psalm 85, verse 10, where it says, "Mercy and truth have met together. Justice and peace have kissed each other." Now, they don't quite do it in this psalm, in this verse, but I love the vision of justice and mercy embracing, justice and mercy kissing each other, somehow, mysteriously, but truthfully, on the cross. One of my favorite little explanations of what happens on the cross and how justice and mercy are related is it's as though there's a judge standing behind the judge's desk, and before him is somebody who has done wrong, and it's his own son. And the judge proclaims the punishment, what is due, then takes off his robe, goes around to the other side of the desk, and pays that which is due, exercising both justice and mercy. We, sinners that we are, owe a debt. God has paid that debt on our behalf. And so when I hear the landowner say, "Are you envious because I am generous?" I think of all of these things. My own personal envy, the dynamic within our community, and of the cross. We are all laborers here. There's only one landowner. It is good for each of us that our landowner is both just and merciful. Amen.